evening. Stay tuned.
Thank you, Stav. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 2nd of October. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Humber, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Malin and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at midnight, new low 994 expected Scotland by midnight tonight. Atlantic low expected 500 miles west of Shannon, 985, by the same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southerly or southeasterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Viking and North Utsira. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. South or southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Humber, Thames. South, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in Humber. Mainly fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. South, veering west or southwest, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, east or southeast, veering south, then veering west or southwest later, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Fitzroy, southwesterly, but cyclonic until later in south, 4 or 5. Occasional rain in north, moderate or good. Seoul, south or southwest, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, cyclonic, becoming southwesterly, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in west. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southwesterly, becoming cyclonic, 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in South Malin. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwesterly, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in east. Rain, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 later. Showers, moderate or good. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest, 5. Heavy drizzle, 1900 metres, 1014 now falling. Stornoway, west-southwest, 2. Recent rain, more than 38 miles, 1011 rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south, 5. 16 miles, 1012 falling slowly. Luchas, southwest, 4. 15 miles, 1017 falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest, 2, 1,022, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by west, 3, 11 miles, 1,025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south by west, 3, 11 miles, 1,025. Jersey, southeast, 3, mist, 1 mile, 1,025, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast, 2, 5 miles, 1,025. Scilly Automatic, south by west, 4, mist, 3 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Valentia, south, 4, slight showers, 2 miles, 1,016, falling. Ronald's Way, south-southwest, 5, 6 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Malin Head, south, 3, 11 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 2nd of October. The general situation, southeastern areas of the United Kingdom will be covered by a slow-moving area of high pressure with light winds here at first. A strong southerly or southwesterly airflow affecting northwestern waters will gradually extend further south and east through Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time later in east. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south or southeast, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South or southwest, 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7. Rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest, veering west or southwest later, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south or southwest, 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8, veering southwest 4 or 5 later. Rain or drizzle, fair later, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later in east. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southwest, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 near Mull of Kintyre. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Rain and drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Finally, Shetland Isles, southerly becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later in east. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where it's time for Prayer for the Day with Emma Slade-Lopen, Annie Pemmer-Deckie.
Good morning. In many ways, my development as a spiritual person, a Buddhist nun, has been intrinsically linked to the moments of difficulty in my life and the wish to find a way to deal with them. After all, obstacles and challenges seem pretty unavoidable. After the Buddha reached a state of mental consciousness we call enlightenment, he did not say anything for many days. When he finally decided to speak, he shared his first teaching, which is called the Four Noble Truths. The first of these four truths was the truth of suffering. So he started with the reality of difficulty. He had witnessed difficulties such as old age, sickness, death, and how hard it was for humans to be content with what they have and how things are. So the Buddhist path can be seen as coming from a place of recognizing things are tough and asking what is the best way to firstly learn to deal with that. Over the years, I have learned different approaches to obstacles. A key one is called taking obstacles onto the path. This is a process of seeing that the obstacles we face often offer us the greatest points of growth. If we wish to develop greater kindness, greater calmness, and so on, the times to increase these qualities often come in circumstances where it is hard to be kind, difficult to be calm. And when we manage this, then we know we are not defined by our obstacles, that we have freed ourselves from them. May all beings be at peace, and may this begin with us.
Prayer for the Day with Emma Slade-Lupin and Annie Pemadeki. Now for Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning. Today, cuts to the price farmers get for milk.
Behind each of these numbers is a real farming family that's looking at their incomes dropping by between 12 and 18% in one day.
First, all this week we're focusing on livestock marts. Today we're looking at the impact of the blue tongue restrictions on the buying and selling of livestock. Blue tongue affects cattle and sheep, along with deer, goats and camels. It can cause ulcers or sores around an animal's mouth and face, difficulties swallowing and breathing, and lead to fetal deformities and stillbirths. It's a virus spread by midges and poses no threat to humans or to food safety. Well, earlier this year, as you may remember,